Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Village Forward Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning. The Mets continue to win. How about a complete game shutout by David Peterson? My goodness, you haven't seen some of those since the 1960s. You had the Yankees beat the Royals again, and the Indiana Pacers take game 3 of the NBA Finals, which is wild. We all thought they were going to lose in 4 or 5 and that the Thunder were going to kill them. Well, they are not dead, not even close to it. They've got the advantage in the series. And then yesterday, you just watch every other coach who has a job in the NBA, the Knicks try to talk to, and then the organization denies them talking to. And I was thinking about this. It's sort of like if the Giants fired Brian Daboll and then John Mara was going around and saying, you know what, I'm gonna talk to Andy Reid. No, you can't. I'm gonna talk to Nick Sirianni. No, you can't. I'm gonna talk to Mike Tomlin. No, you can't. I'm gonna go talk. Like, that never happens in any other sport, but the Knicks decided to do it in the NBA. Stupid. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I think they decided to do it in the NBA because of the Rangers being able to do it in the NHL.
Maybe.
Good morning. I'm doing great, actually, and I will say this. Both baseball teams are rolling right now. 3 straight games in which Aaron Judge has just basically wowed the fans out in Kansas City. And the Mets, and I was telling Fleeks this morning as we were doing our sports minutes, I said, hey, man, this really is, we haven't had this in a long time. I mean, I don't know if he remembers it, but they are must-watch TV. Both teams now are must-watch TV. They both are. And they're both exciting. They both expect to win. The fan bases expect to win. The ownership expects to win. We are in rarefied air when both of these teams are where they are together at the same time.
Yeah, and 20 games over 500 in early June for the Mets. It feels like a juggernaut. I mean, last year was so special, but it took a long time for them to hit their stride. And if you think about the Mets from the second half of last year, you know, through the postseason, losing to the Dodgers, and then coming out this year. I mean, they have been one of the best teams in baseball outside of the LA Dodgers. So, yeah, I mean, it is impressive. It's great. Soto continues to hit. The pitching lab is doing amazing things with just about everybody, and you're getting some guys back. So, yeah, it feels special right now. We used to talk about June swoons when the Mets would not be as good as this. Right now, this is a full push to get a lead in that division that's going to be very, very hard for the Phillies to overcome.
And again, it's both teams. It's both the Yankees and the Mets. And, you know, Juan Soto's, coming on now, and all of a sudden, you know, they get 2 home runs from Nimmo last night. They get the complete game from David Peterson. Throws about 105 pitches. He doesn't walk anybody. Gave up, I think, six hits and basically was in control of the game. It's nice to see him actually build off of what happened last year. You know, get off, he was injured early on in his career and just never really found his groove. But I have to say, like, if I wanted to put, like, where David Peterson's career is right now, it is at its highest point. He is that's how good he has been for the Mets this year, and it's great to see. It's actually really great to see. As a matter of fact, you and I did see him last year at the Nationals game.
Yeah.
That Randy got hit in the ass with the ball.
That's right.
And he pitched great that day.
He did. And I remember being very impressed with him that day, and he was not in the previous couple of starts going into that game. He was not good. And I remember us saying, oh, Peterson's on the mound. And he went out there, and he was awesome.
He may be at the, I don't know, he could be better than this, but I would say up to this point, this is the best he's ever been as a Major League Baseball player, which is great to see, which is what you want to see. And I think you can count on him now. I feel like you can. You know, you feel like when he's on the mound, they're going to win. And the way that they're playing now, the exciting atmosphere at Citi Field, I think is exactly what Steve Cohen was praying for, trying to somehow get the magic that they had at the second half of last year into the playoffs to get that going at the beginning of the season. As you just pointed out, it's awesome. And as a Met fan, it's much, like I said, you're either going to the game or you're watching the game on TV if you can find it.
Yeah, I mean, and there's more people that are confident that this is going to continue than ever before. I mean, I always go back and I remember what Steve Cohen said in the postseason and one of the celebrations with the champagne going everywhere. And he said, I want to change the negative perception of the Mets fan. And that has happened to a certain degree, not completely there, because you got to win a championship and you got to get there and do that for the first time since 1986. But I used to hear when the Mets were going good, oh, just wait, something's going to happen, it's going to be this, it's going to be that.
Well, that's the Frank the Tank attitude.
Right.
But he sent an apology to Stevie Cohen.
Right. So I think that probably 99% of the fan base now is, just like you said, expecting to win the division. They're the best team in the division. All of those things that Steve Cohen wanted, he's got. And they're showing up, and they're paying to go to the games in June, which is an issue that they had last year with attendance. So it's all, I mean, look at this. I mean, the place is packed.
That's right, and there's political will. So Metropolitan Park is coming, and that's going to be the ultimate crown for him. Well, I guess the ultimate crown would be a World Series if he can get it. But, you know, even having just people coming to the games, it's must-see. The passion is back. It's back from last year, and now hopefully it can be sustained, kind of like what the Yankees have gone through over the last 20 years.
Sure.
What you want is sustained success, consistency. You may not win a World Series every year, but you want your team to show up believing it can win. Like, I don't think over the last 3 to 4 years, maybe the year that they did Brian Daboll's first year, I don't believe that either the Jets or the Giants felt like the players, the coaches, and the fan bases felt like when they showed up to MetLife Stadium that those teams could win. Like, they were hoping they were going to win. Could they win? Yeah. Did they win? Not enough. But now when you go to Yankee Stadium or you go to Citi Field, you expect these teams to win. And I kind of feel like that's the way the Knicks season was. The next season was like, we expect to win. We made these trades. We have stability. We finally got a great point guard. We expect to win. Now, they didn't win against the best teams in the league. We all know that because we chronicled that throughout the year. But when you knock off the defending champions, I think you are actually living up to what the expectations were at the beginning of the season. And if they don't change the coach, and we're sitting here now watching Indiana doing what they're doing, we're thinking next year with a tweak here and a tweak there, we could be where Indiana is right now. But lo and behold, we can't find a goddamn coach now.
Yeah, and you know, people will say, when you lose to the champion, this is a take that I disagree with. When you lose to the champion, you know, it makes you feel better because they were the best team. And I don't believe that at all, because now what I'm looking at is a Knicks team that could have won that series against Indiana and probably would have if they didn't blow the game one lead. now going up against a team that looks more vulnerable than they have all year in the Thunder. Now I'm thinking, well, the Knicks could have done that.
You know what this is? This is what you call a missed opportunity.
Yes.
They had it right there all in front of them, and they
I mean, and if the Pacers do, the one thing, though, that if the Pacers win the title and they finish this thing off, which is still a long way to go. They got two more wins to go against the team that's been the best team in the league the entire year. But that makes the Tibbs firing look even worse, because you're talking about a team in the Indiana Pacers that just won an NBA title and then went through. They haven't done it yet. They went through Oklahoma City, and then you were that close to beating them, and then you fire your coach? It's going to seem even more nuts.
Well, now, we all think this whole thing is idiotic.
But it's going to look even worse.
There are some people who were advocating for the firing of Tibbs for whatever reason. But, I mean, the far majority of Knicks fans that I talk to, that I run into, you know, whether it be on Monday or yesterday or wherever I go, all anybody says, who, what, why did they fire him, and who are they replacing him with?
Well, even the people that were okay with it and said, hey, you know, maybe it was time, are now saying, at least from what I'm hearing, and a guy like even Brandon Tierney yesterday, when I was listening to BT and Sal, it's like, now the way that this search has gone, you know, I feel differently about him being fired. Like, I kind of agreed with it, is what he was saying. I never agreed with it. But now it's like you absolutely have no idea who's going to be the coach. And, I mean, it is truly laughable. And now, once again, after going to the Eastern Conference Finals and having the best season that they'd had in 25 years, everybody's laughing at the Knicks again. It's amazing, because all these tweets go out and everybody starts laughing at them. You know, the Knicks reached out to Quinn Snyder and were denied by the Atlanta Hawks. The Knicks reached out to Jason Kidd, were denied by the Dallas Mavericks. The Knicks reached out to the Rockets, Ime Udoka, were denied by the Rockets. I mean, it's just every day it's another one of these things. You're like, what exactly are you doing? And that's why I used that analogy before. Imagine if a team in the NFL were going about their coaching search in the way that the Knicks are going about theirs, where they fire their coach after getting to an AFC or NFC championship game, and then to try to replace him, they just go to every good coach in the NFL and ask if they could take him.
Wasn't there a discussion last year after Rob Saleh was fired that there was a potential that maybe they could get Mike Tomlin?
Yes, yeah.
Because people in Pittsburgh were, who are these people? I have no idea. People were talking about how, you know, maybe Mike Tomlin's time has run out in Pittsburgh.
Sure. I mean, which I kind of agreed with, that, you know, maybe a new voice there, because things had grown a little bit stale. But yeah, I mean, it never even came close to
happening. Yeah, but I mean, that discussion point was made last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the Knicks have tried to do this seven different ways now.
Yeah.
I mean,
was a place that you could make a case that things had gotten stale, because, you know, they hadn't won a playoff game in a very long time. You know, sort of spinning their wheels, even though they had winning seasons. You know, like, where you could kind of make a case for, like, one guy and maybe Steve Kerr in that situation. They're asking for guys who are right in the middle of huge success in building programs.
Like, yeah, you saw what the Dallas Mavericks did.
No.
What are you guys, idiots?
I mean,
we're not letting you talk to Jason Kidd. He's our coach.
Now, I mean, Jason Kidd could go, I use the term full NBA psycho, which means, yes, like, you're going straight, like, I am not coaching here, I'm not playing here, I'm not doing it, you guys got to send me here and I'll make the biggest stink in the world. He could try to do that. But to me, you know, if I'm the new owners of the Dallas Mavericks, what I do to stop any of that, give them a big fat contract extension, say we need stability after everything that happened after the Luka trade. We are now through that, because we got Cooper Flagg coming here and we can't lose you. So here's an extra $5 million a year on top of it. We got the money. We're casino people. You're staying here and let's shut down this stupid Knicks talk. That's what I would do if I were him.
I think he's, what, got 2 years left in his contract?
Yeah.
Just give him another 2 years. I mean, like, you know, I don't know. This whole thing with the Knicks is crazy, but all I can tell you is that they got it right with the Mets right now. They got it right with the Yankees right now. They got all the pieces. They'll add at the trade deadline. Both teams will. And they're, you know, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but, man, I'll tell you what. If we get a Subway Series with these two teams, it would be amazing.
I was waiting for you to say it. It's June 12th, a little early to say it, but I was waiting for it. You were trending in that direction.
It would be amazing, because, you know, you and I have sat here for years and years this time of year, really with nothing to talk about.
I mean, I don't want to talk about whip war and flump and everything else. And
yeah,
and OPS and all this other nonsense. I mean, you just want to watch games and you want your team to win. But now all of a sudden, it's become a real thing. The teams are legit, man. They are legit at the top of their respective leagues.
Yeah, we have seen a lot of losing around here recently, and New York sports has been behind places like Philadelphia and Boston, and it's just been not great. But right now, we had one team knocking on the door at the Knicks. You had a team in the Yankees who made it to the World Series knocking at the door last year, a team in the Mets who lost to the Dodgers in six, and the NLCS knocking at the door, and both these teams came back and are in first place now. So this is right now the closest that we have been to a championship in this town with the teams that we have.
And think about all the injuries both of these teams have had to withstand, mostly within the pitching ranks. But I don't know what's going to happen when Giancarlo Stanton comes back. I don't know if he becomes like an anchor in the middle of that lineup. And when I mean anchor, I mean bad. Like bad, like just like a...
dragging you down.
Like a strikeout machine. Yeah. Like there's so
stopping
much.
Stopping you.
Like you watch these reactions in the dugout after these home runs, and you look at these players and you look at their faces. You want to talk about body language? Everybody's talking about Juan Soto and his body language, and he's the last guy out in the field and all this other crap. I mean, winning cures all of that. It's the deodorant of champions.
Damn right.
You remember that.
How could I ever forget that winning is the deodorant of champions?
I mean, like, you got deodorized on Tuesday.
Or Monday. It was
actually Monday.
Well,
won your money back on Monday.
Oh, yes. With Doug Wells. Yes, I did. Yeah, that was the deodorant.
But now you know what I'm talking about. You felt good. You felt like you smelled like a winner.
Oh, yeah, and I went into the next day with supreme confidence and probably played better than I ever had at that place. So it was like, you're right. You know what? You know, now I wasn't quite following you.
Yes.
Now that you put it in my world, I completely understand what you're saying. I expected to do well the next day after I got over that hump.
You got over the hump, all right. And by the way, U.S. Open starts this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking to see where James Nicklaus is starting.
Yeah.
He's in the third to last starting group.
Oh, okay.
They didn't start till like 2:15 or something.
Yeah. Waiting around.
They sit around. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't get, you got like Bryson, he's got a group going around 7:15, 7:20. You got a couple of guys teeing off in the 7 o'clock hour that are worth watching.
Would you rather play in the, I think I'd rather play in the morning myself, right? At day one.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get out there and get it over with day one. I think maybe if this golf course could play a little bit easier... maybe, you know, before the greens all dry out
and the wind kicks up and all that stuff.
If there is some wind, I would want to get off to a good start, and I'd want to start early today. So now my question, since you now are the golf aficionado around here,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you got interviews going on all over the place. You're all over YouTube. You're voicing over things for golf.com. I mean, Jesus, God.
I am.
For a guy who's just been playing golf for 3 years.
Yeah, well, I established myself.
You have established yourself, that's for sure. You are now within the golfing world. It's amazing. Do you think we see a under par winner? I don't see how we can see an under par winner here.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because the videos that I saw yesterday wasn't just guys and influencers dropping golf balls into the rough and watching them disappear. It was great players that were trying to chip around the greens with the rough the way that it was.
Did you see Phil Mickelson?
Of course I did. I saw Phil Mickelson. I saw John Rahm, Duff one. I saw Rory, but like down a slope. Off the back of the green, try to chip up, couldn't do it, didn't make it back up. So for those reasons, when good shots are going to be punished in the way that they are, where you could almost dunk a ball on a green and then it just goes off into the rough and all of a sudden you're duffing a shot and you got a double bogey.
See,
yeah, so your answer is no. It's I don't think it's going to be under par.
Okay, so for me, I don't know, other golfers probably feel different. Probably some say the Masters, others say the PGA Championship, others say the Open over in England. For me, this is the ultimate test of golf. The U.S. Open, the USGA makes it the hardest it possibly can. And it tries to take out all the things or all the tools that the players have at their expense now with all the different equipment, the drivers, the golf balls themselves that Jack Nicklaus has often talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, the USGA really makes this a super hard test, but it's not just the physical part of it. It's the mental part of it.
Yeah.
Being able to, like, if you duff a shot, you know, we as amateurs, like, we carried it with us until the next tee box.
Yeah.
And we're screaming and yelling at each other. Or we miss a two-foot putt. We knock it 7 feet past because, the greens are rolling 15 or something.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that the pros hate more than anything is getting punished for good shots. And if they feel like that's happening, they're going to start bitching and moaning, which I don't want to hear because they play a million golf courses where the winning score is 28 under.
Yeah, that's their,
like,
that,
enough.
That's when you have 28 under winning a golf course, like the Colonial or the Memorial or whatever. Basically what that is, that's the NBA, that's the golfers version of the NBA three-pointer. That's the home run hitting contest for Major League Baseball's All-Star Weekend. You know, it's like a skills contest.
Yeah,
it's not even really a golf tournament as much as a skills contest.
Right. So, I mean, everybody, for the most part, I mean, morning and afternoon different, but the most part, same conditions. And you got to go out there and you got to be great. And the winner was going to be great. And I think the last time they were there in 2016 was Dustin Johnson, who won 4 under. I don't think you're seeing a 4 under in this one. And Oakmont and Shinnecock, known to be two of the toughest U.S. Open venues. And we're going to see carnage, I think. I hope, at least. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think as a golf fan, that's exactly what I want to see.
Yeah, for once. Not all the time.
No,
just occasionally.
We don't get it all the time.
Right, just occasionally you want to see these guys actually have a little bit of a tough time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Some positive baseball highlights once again from Jerry Recco and plenty more in the world of sports. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, we are brought to you by Surf Pro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit surfpro.com. I was going to start with the basketball.
Yeah, go for it. Yes, okay. Yes.
So you already discussed the Knicks being denied permission. We know Kidd, Finch, Udoka. The newest ones are Quinn Snyder of the Hawks and Billy Donovan of the Bulls. I do have a couple of ideas. They can maybe call Charlotte for Charles Lee today. Might be available. Or maybe Washington for Brian Keefe. You might be able to get them two guys.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think?
Let those guys out of their contracts.
You know what, Jerry, this is what I want to say
to you right
now. I don't
even know if
they're
real people.
They are real people.
I want to say this to you right now.
Yes, sir.
Just have at it. Just let us have it. And I don't blame you for letting us have it. I mean, this is because this is very Nick-esque.
Yeah.
So
this is stupidity to me.
Right, but it's Nick-esque.
I didn't let you have it after they lost. Not because they let it go.
They went a long way. They went to the conference championship.
This is asinine to me.
What? Yes, it is.
And you have every right
to just absolutely house us for this.
House them.
Meta world peace.
That would be great. God, that would be great.
But there is one guy.
I know you're not serious.
Oh, it would be great at this point to have him there.
The press conferences and everything.
Oh, the sound we would have.
Yeah, I want to win, guys. I want stability. I want to win.
I did see, was it Mike Woodson? I saw Woodson's name in an article.
Again?
I believe so, yes, because of a good relationship he does have with Dolan and I believe Rose. Leon Rose ever since last week. So who knows? Maybe Mike Woodson comes back.
It's one of the sillier things I've ever seen. I mean, the analogy I think what really drives it home is like when the Jets were looking for a new head coach this past offseason and they were just calling all the teams that were in the playoffs, say, can we have your head coach?
That's
like,
true.
I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, I know.
Even Bill Belichick was desperate enough to assume that he was going to get an interview with the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyhow, here was Charles Barkley on NBA TV.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan.
Stephen A. Smith has an idea. This was on ESPN. I'd like to know what you think. This name's been out there, obviously.
With all of this said and with what has unfolded, why don't you place a call to Lamar Jackson? Why don't you place a call to a guy that coached in Golden State that set the table for Steve Kerr?
I don't think that's a new thought.
He got replaced by Steve Kerr because of his own issues.
Where did he have him at that point, though? I thought they came after. You might be right. Mm. I thought they came after, but who knows? Either way, I don't think they're calling Mark Jackson anytime soon. That said, the team that did oust the Knicks, they are the Indiana Pacers. They took game one in Oklahoma City, lost game two. Last night, they were back at the field house, and the place was on fire, as you could say. The place was electric, and they seemed to get a different guy each night. This night belonging to Benedict Mathurin.
Pacers looking for their first lead of the fourth quarter. 4 minutes gone. Mathurin launches and hits. Shot from the edge, a three ball. He has scored 8 of his 25 here in the fourth, and it's a 2-point Pacer lead. Mathurin has been a huge difference maker in this game.
Yeah, finished with 27 off the bench. He was 9 of 12 shooting. Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107. Outscoring OKC 32-18 in that fourth. Tyrese Halliburton, 22 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists. Here was Rick Carlisle. What a fourth quarter for us.
I was proud of the way we bounced back from a rough ending to the third quarter. You know, that was something that could have shaken us up a lot.
But it didn't. Here was Mathurin, happy to contribute.
Just staying ready. Whenever my number gets called, just to go in the game and, do the right things and trying to have my team win. As well, this is the whole mindset.
There were a couple times here late in this game where, OKC was trying to make a run, and every time they tried to make a run, the Pacer, whoever it was, whether it be Pascal Siakam or Mathurin, would hit a shot. And that's why you win these games. Those late shots that mean everything to the momentum of the game.
I thought that the Thunder were the best defensive team in the history of the league, people were saying.
That's what they said.
What happened?
They were up 116 points last night.
I'll tell you what happened is the way the Pacers play. They did it to the Knicks. Now they did it to the Cavaliers. And now they're doing it to OKC.
So you've got a 2-1 series lead for Indiana. Game 4 will be tomorrow night where they could take a 3-1 lead, which would be pretty dominant, or they go back to OKC tied at 2-2. One other note from basketball, and we talked about this the other day. Did you see the video of DeMarcus Cousins and the Puerto Rican team he plays for?
No, I did not.
So I don't know all the details, but I guess a fan that was sitting courtside was heckling him pretty good. He had enough. So he went over to the fan. He grabbed his penis. and was like being very demonstrative towards him. He got kicked out of the game as he's getting kicked out of, not the fans pit, his own, I'm saying.
Yeah.
As the fans, he's low.
Oh, wait, he did not grab the fans pit. Jalen Brown grabbed Josh Hart's pit.
No. His own. Like that was me being very demonstrative and got in his face.
All right.
Gets kicked out, and then as they're ushering him out, they're throwing beers at him, and stuff was hitting him. He loses his mind, then goes at those fans. It was a really bad scene. So not exactly the Malice at the Palace it was very unruly.
Were they the visiting team, hopefully?
I would certainly think so.
I hope they were the visiting team, because they were the home team, and his home fans were throwing stuff at him.
He was kicked off the team yesterday.
Try to find this video?
Yeah, I mean, it's been all over the place. It was actually, I don't want to say a lead story, but the Post had it, had the story, the video.
And this is in the Puerto Rican professional basketball.
Yeah. I think the team he plays for is the Mets.
Really?
I think that's the name of the team. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. If not, it was the team he was playing against. But some of the details were kind of sketchy. Kind of piecing it together, it looked like he was having a thing with, but these fans are so close and the players do hear it. So are you watching it now?
Yeah, I'm watching this happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're watching.
Yeah, you're right, man. He really grabs his junk.
Yeah.
And then now I'm seeing, wow.
It got ugly.
Tackled by security and other coaches and teammates as he's going wild. They're throwing beers all over him.
Yeah. And the one that got him, I think hit him in the back of the head and he just lost it. As he's walking into the tunnel, giving everybody the finger. So, yes, you had that. All right, well, you're looking at yes.
No. I said, what are you going to do? I mean, Puerto Rican Basketball League got some pub, I guess.
Yeah, not for the right reason, but yes. All right, let's get to the baseball. I'll start with the Mets because they started first. They were at Citi Field and all good on their end.
1-0. Hit high in the air. Deep right field. Call going back to the track. He's at the wall. Soto does it again. He goes deep to right field into the Mets bullpen. 3-0 New York in the bottom of the third.
And that was Keith Radd on Mets Odyssey Radio. Home run for Soto, 2 for Brandon Nimmo. And how about this? A complete game shutout win for David Peterson. The Mets beat the Nationals 5-0. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Peterson wanted to go out there and get that complete game.
When a pitcher comes back to the dugout and he doesn't want you to even look at him, so I call him down in the tunnel and I said, man, this is a tough one. It's like, let me finish it. And it's like, you only got a few pitches here. It's like, let me finish it. And I said, all right, it's yours.
And that's where, to me, the pitch can't get stupid. You've only got a few, really? I mean, if you've got two outs and he's one pitch over the number, you're not going to let him finish it?
Would he have 106 pitches?
I mean, come on. I don't know what the total count was. I think he was in the mid-90s when he went back out there.
I think he had about 106 pitches, but no walks.
No, none.
No walks. That tells you something, right?
And there was a play in the eighth inning where it looked like the Nationals had scored. And even with replay, I thought they would have been, they were overturned and call them safe. But that was the closest they came to scoring, and they got thrown out from Taylor from center field and a nice play made by Terenz. But here was Peterson on SNY. The fans, just incredible.
It's incredible. you guys have been bringing it all year. Keep this energy going. This is an amazing home atmosphere, a playoff atmosphere. Let's keep going.
That's called, it was labeled, the fans have been amazing. I didn't listen to it before. I just put it in, and I just wrote, well, I'm not going to say amazing. I picked the wrong word. Here's Nimmo. The two home runs don't make much sense when you look at his other at-bat tonight.
The funny part is the ball that I hit the hardest was the out.
Speaking of cracking ourselves up.
Yeah.
I'll get to the other stuff with Alonso. He had a first-inning RBI double. We'll do that next hour. Mets have won 5 in a row. And their record at Citi Field is stupid. They're 26-7, which is why they are 20 games over 500 overall now at 44-24. And you've got a day game today with Kodai Senga, who's pitching to an ERA of like 1.6.
Let's go. Don't take it for granted, man. Let's go.
I didn't say take it for granted.
Sons of bitches.
You're absolutely right. Michael Soroka goes for Washington, 1:10 p.m. on Mets Odyssey Radio. All right, quickly with the Yankees, because we don't have a lot of time. Big inning, big second inning where they scored 5.
1-1. Hit the other way, base hit. Into right field. DJ scores. Right behind him, Wells. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time. Taking second on the throw, Goldschmidt. Nicely done. Well, Goldschmidt takes his RBI total to 31.
And that was Dave Sims. Hey, no. Fans, so much for Bubich and his 1.4 ERA as the Yankees put 5 on the board in that second for a 6-3 win over the Royals.
Like all these horrible sophomoric jokes just dance around in my head every time you say Bubich, and I just don't go for it. I don't. I'm like, this is, you know, as lowbrow as I could be sometimes. There's something about me just leaving this Bubich name alone.
You're letting the Bubich hang.
You're maturing. Right in front of our eyes.
I don't know if it's maturing as much as it's like this guy's been great this year.
Great.
I mean, if he stunk, maybe I'd go somewhere else, but Bubich, I'm just leaving alone.
And didn't, I should look before I open my mouth, but didn't the Yankees get to him earlier, too? Didn't they play him at Yankee Stadium and they...
I do remember him pitching against the Yankees previously because I also had those Bubich jokes in my head, but I don't remember the outcome of the game, to be honest.
Aaron Judge did hit another home run. His 25th of the season, came late in the game. The Yankees win 6-3. They go to 41-25. Clark Schmidt, 7 innings for the win. Will Warren tonight against Seth Lugo on the Fan at 7:40. Rehab game at Somerset. Marcus Stroman threw into the fourth inning, allowed one earned run. Giancarlo Stanton, 1-for-4 with an RBI double.
Oh, boy.
He's on his way back.
Yeah.
I'll just, I'll give
the
you...
both of these guys are coming back to do what?
Well, Stroman actually seemed okay with the idea of doing what the Yankees need him to do.
Well, he better be okay with it, or he's not coming back.
Well,
I guess they have to bring him back, or they have to release him, right, I guess?
He's coming back.
Contract.
He just needs Stan for October, because he's the one guy who consistently hits.
That is very true. The Rangers...
Juan Soto does, too.
True, too. Rangers do have this trade in place that would send Chris Kreider to Anaheim, but he's still thinking about waiving the no-trade clause to the Ducks, so... It's close, but not a complete deal yet. Tonight in Florida, you got Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Panthers and Oilers, Florida up 2-1, and yes, the U.S. Open at Oakmont begins today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The anonymous player poll, the anonymous coaching poll. These are things that are, you know, gaining steam over the last couple of years as you've seen the NFL. I mean, this is that huge one in the NFL where they poll the players on the ownership and their meals and the facilities, and then grades come out.
And these guys have no idea what we dealt with. Oh, they have no idea.
That's right.
This generation has gotten so soft. We need this. We need that. We got to have this. No practice. No two-a-days.
Well,
It's brutal.
I'll give you one that's a little bit more down to earth and not something like that with how good are the facilities. But The Athletic did an anonymous player poll, and it was with pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Pitchers in Major League Baseball.
And it was, if you had to get one guy out, let's see, in Game 7 of the World Series, who would be the last guy you wanted to face? You had to get the guy out in Game 7 of the World Series. Who's the last guy you want to see step up to the plate? Who do you think the answer was?
Shohei Ohtani.
No.
All right. Why are you yelling at me? I'm just making a guess.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just trying to...
You looked over to me and you said, no!
I'm waiting for the next one.
Jose Altuve.
Huh. No. No.
Hmm. American League or National League?
I mean,
Bobby Witt Jr.
No.
Mike Trout.
No.
Aaron Judge.
No.
Look, see, Juan Soto.
Yes. Juan Soto. Juan Soto porn. And they said his plate discipline.
Oh, plate discipline. Why. Well, he hadn't had much plate discipline up until like the last couple of weeks.
The plate discipline.
But the plate discipline we've seen in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, and you're seeing it now. Yeah. I mean, you saw it the other day when he was, you know, had essentially what they call, even though it was all singles, but the perfect game where he was hit three singles and also had three walks, you know, with six plate appearances. So,
well, his last seven games, he's batting .435. His last 14 games, he's batting .327. He's got five home runs in his last 14 games, 10 RBIs, 15 runs, three doubles, and he's got 15 walks. That's plate discipline, bitch.
That's right. And that's what it is. You know, and it's not so much, you know, giving up a big home run, but it's the walk. He takes the walks. He's not going to chase after that slider in the dirt every time where, you know, someone like Aaron Judge may. Seen him whiff a lot in the postseason.
We've seen Pete Alonso over his career, especially last year.
Yeah.
Chasing a lot of bad balls. I'm looking at these three first drives on this first hole.
Yes.
You got one in the middle, one in a trap, and one on the other fairway.
It wasn't on the other fairway. It's actually in the rough.
On the other side of the other fairway.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just right into it. And I watched it, and it just disappeared into the grass.
Oh, this is going to be carnage, guys.
Just disappeared.
Oh, here's out of the trap, into the freaking rough. This is going to be carnage. And these guys are going to be bitching and complaining.
Oh, they better not.
They are. You know the golfer.
I can't stand that. Stop. Like, you'd have. And by the way, I don't know if Rory's going to complain or not, but Rory was complaining about the Travelers at TPC River Highlands being too easy. So you can't complain about a course being too easy and then complain about a course being too hard.
And then go to the Canadian Open and shoot 10 over.
Yeah. So just zip it, will you? I mean, and just fans like to see this.
Do you think he's in a good mental headspace?
He is not. No.
Why do people say mental headspace?
It sounds redundant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a good headspace.
Headspace.
All you have to say is a good headspace.
Or mentally.
Yeah,
tough.
Yeah. Are you taking care of your mentals?
Right.
Just with your chickens. You know, you take care of your mentals, you take care of your chickens.
He better take care of his mentals here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know. And you know where he's going to have a tough time taking care of his mentals is Bethpage Black.
Oh.
The Ryder Cup. He's going to get screamed at. There's going to be lots of chants. It's going to be wild. Yeah, but this is going to be, this will definitely be fascinating to watch. The USA Network, they just pop up. Once
that
a
part
year.
Of the NBC network?
The NBC family, yes.
The NBC family of networks.
That's right, the NBC family of networks. Yeah. Peacock, it's also streaming this whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, so that was, I found that interesting, that the pitchers, all the respect to Juan Soto, the $750 million baseball player.
Well, that's good.
That's here
good for him.
Queens.
I'm sure that's a nice little feather in his cap that... You know, anytime you are voted that type of player by other players, as opposed to like Tyrese Haliburton, who is voted the other way,
yes.
As most overrated player.
Yeah, well, no one's going to be able to say that if the Pacers win the championship and he's a big part of it.
I remember somebody saying he was a fake all-star.
Yeah, by the way, I got an update on him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I had a mole came to me.
Okay.
Said that he has buzzed his hair down. Wally Szczerbiak.
Yes.
buzzed it all the way down.
Okay. Boring.
Buzz cut, and he was out at Jones Beach last night for the Dave Matthews Band, walking around, waffled, high-fiving fans.
You shouldn't be talking about anybody being waffled at the moment. You should just like kind of let that lie.
Did I say there was anything wrong with it?
No, but the way you said it, waffled.
Yeah, okay. I'm not judging. I'm just reporting.
Okay.
That's all. Did it sound like a judge? It wasn't a judge. It was a report.
It was a report.
He was out there having a great time at Jones Beach.
Okay, good.
High-fiving people with his buzz cut.
People giving you scuttlebutt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not hard to figure out who that person is when you realize who was playing at Jones Beach.
Mm. I don't know who this golfer is, but he's walking within the fans, and he looks like a fan. You know who he is?
I don't know that guy, no. I don't. The first couple of groups are no-names in for me. I don't know those guys. And then around 7 o'clock, you get some of the real golfers out there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.